The home stretch. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections coming down to the wire, President Biden appearing at a rally in Yonkers, New York Sunday in support of the state's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, who is running against Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin in the gubernatorial race. Here's the president discussing the importance of the midterms.
This election isn't a referendum, it's a choice. It's a choice between two fundamentally different visions of America.
Here's Governor Kathy Hochul urging the crowd to do one thing.
You know it's at stake. You know we all need your votes. And all I know is one thing. When Democrats turn out to vote in the state of New York, we win. It's that simple. It's all we need to do. You turn out to vote, we win this.
Some polls show Hochul's lead over Zeldin has shrunk to just 4 points. It was at 17 points in August. Meanwhile, former President Trump appearing at a rally in Miami, Florida, where he denounced the Biden administration's policies.
Biden and the far left lunatics are waging war on your jobs, your safety, your values, and your freedom. They're strangling Florida families. They're hitting Florida very hard.
The former president endorsed Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Marco Rubio in their reelection bids. And Senator Marco Rubio, also speaking at the rally, stressing the importance of Republicans regaining control of Congress.
These people don't just need to lose. They need to lose by a lot. They need to get the message. We will never be a socialist country. We will never be led by crazy people. You will not take us down the road of Marxism. You will not destroy America. We are going to leave our children what we inherited from our parents, what they deserve to inherit, the greatest country in the history of the world.
A Fox News poll last week showed Rubio ahead of his opponent, Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings, by 6 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With Elon Musk now at the helm, Twitter banning accounts that are impersonating others. Fox's Matt Napolitano has more.
Musk tweeting Sunday, going forward, any Twitter handles engaging in impersonation without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended. This comes after Twitter suspended comedian Kathy Griffin's account after she changed her name on her verified account to Elon Musk, adding a photo of the new Twitter chief, though her handle stayed the same. Critics were quick to call out Musk, who has made efforting free speech his main goal in purchasing and modifying Twitter. Musk responding, "My commitment to free speech extends even to not banning the account following my plane, even though that is a direct personal safety risk."
Democratic House Majority Whip James Clyburn warning that the nation is risking following the same path as 1930s Germany. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
While appearing on Fox News Sunday, Clyburn spoke about conversations with Jewish members of his constituency who share his concerns with the state of America's political rhetoric.
They know that this is the stuff that causes those kinds of deteriorations in democracy.
Clyburn also issuing advice for voters before Tuesday's midterms concerning those candidates who refuse to accept results.
If they're lying, they're denying, they're trying to delete, they're trying to nullify votes, vote against that foolishness.
Gas prices remained fairly stable over the last couple of weeks nationally.
The national average price of gasoline is $3.89 per regular. It's down 3 cents in the past 2 weeks, but there's no more declines to come, in my opinion, because it is the West, especially California, with huge drops, 36 cents and more, that brought that average down.
Trilby Lundberg, oil industry analyst, publisher of the Lundberg Survey. Houston has the lowest price per gallon in a local market at $3.02, while the highest is in the San Francisco area at $5.52. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.